We had a pair of misquotes on the show last week. In our puzzle segment, Weekend Edition Puzzle Master Will Shortz asked our on-air player to respond to clues with proverbs. In one, Will looked for the response, "Pride goeth before a fall." Knowledgeable Bible readers quickly let us know that the correct quotation is, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." And in his commentary, NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore anonymously cited the phrase, "Consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds." In this case, devotees of Ralph Waldo Emerson's writing brought our attention to his essay, "Self-Reliance." The original quotation reads, "A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds, adored by little statesmen and philosophers and divines." These slips raised some questions about sayings and how they lose their precision and attribution as they enter into common usage. Jesse Scheidlauer, editor of the North American editorial unit of the Oxford English Dictionary, joins us from our studios in New York. Welcome back to the program, Jesse.
Thanks for having me back, Leanne.
Are you surprised at the misquotes we had on the air last week?
Not at all. These are very common, especially for proverbs. Proverbs are things that are around for a very long time, centuries, millennia, and these things just change.
Do you have favorite misquotes?
The proof of the pudding is in the eating, often quoted now as the proof is in the pudding, which doesn't really mean anything. You have to know that it's from this longer proverb, and this is what it's coming down to.
What is it that draws us to these collections? You see them on the bookshelves all the time. It seems like every day there's another one. Do we have this healthy love of language, or do you think we're just kind of opting for the quick and easy, you know, phrase that explains the situation, the you know, that quick payoff?
These phrases or proverbs express things that we agree with. That's why they stick around for millennia. And when we want to express a similar thought, why not pull out something that is very famous that other people have said, showing that, you know, famous people agree with me, it's the whole, not just I think this, but Shakespeare said this, or Emerson said this, or whoever.
Yeah. There are some quotations, though, from famous people, and then we forget who said them.
Sure. I mean, you also have cases where the person who may have originally used something becomes less and less well-known, and then things will change or people don't realize that it's a quote. I think William Congreve, at the end of the 17th century, has a few that have fallen into that category that are also often misquoted. "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned." What he actually said was, "Heaven has no rage like love to hatred turned, nor hell a fury like a woman scorned."
We kind of distilled it into a much smaller phrase than that.
Exactly. No one would want to quote the whole thing.
Jesse Scheidlauer is the editor of the American unit of the Oxford English Dictionary, and he joined us from our studios in New York. Jesse, thanks a lot.
Thank you.